Naomi Kolyan recounts the ordeal at her parents' house at the age of 13. Kolyan, now a mother of five, says her parents arranged for her genital mutilation during a school break. She had just taken her national examination. She says, they stripped off my clothes, poured water on me. I passed out. When I recovered, I realized a certain woman was already cutting me. Out of pain, I tried to jump, so they tied both of my legs with ropes. As of 2021, at least 14.8% of Kenyan women like Kolyan had undergone female genital mutilation or FGM, according to the Britain-based FGMC Research Initiative. 45.6% of them are cut between 5 and 9 years of age. It is seen as a rite of passage for girls that is a compulsory step before marriage. Now men are stepping up to end the practice. Through a movement dubbed Men End FGM, they're educating others on the dangers of FGM. The movement's executive director, Tony Mwebia, says most men in the communities that support FGM are ignorant of what the cut entails and are always providing resources and guiding the FGM ceremonies.
As Men End FGM, what we do is we go and have conversations with the men. We show them the visual materials. We use a lot of charts. We use videos. We use photos of complications in labor wards.
At least 600 men like Noah Sampeke, a senior chief in Kenya's Kajiado County, have joined the movement that started as an online campaign. Sampeke says he regrets keeping the tradition of marrying only women that have undergone the cut. He says that he comes from a community where it was compulsory for women to get the cut, and if she got pregnant without the cut, she was considered an outcast. But now, I will not force my girls to get the cut. In November, Kenya women rights activists began 16 days of activism against gender-based violence, among which female genital mutilation is the most egregious violation, according to advocates. They say a collective movement for change is crucial. Ajra Mohammed is country representative for Nguvu Collective, a women's advocacy group.
They might think because we have very strict regulations, people will avoid FGM, while on the ground, people are actually hiding it, and the community leaders are supporting that. So if you connect them with the grassroots activists, they'll be able now to inform them, like to be their allies and to be their whistleblowers.
Kenya ratified the Prohibition of Female Genital Mutilation Act in 2011 and established an anti-FGM board, an agency that spearheads campaigns to eradicate FGM. The agency's CEO, Bernadette Loloju, told VOA that the board is promoting alternative rites of passage like training girls into adulthood without a cut. FGM slightly declined from 21% to 15% in 2022 demographic health survey. Officials believe that the approach of incorporating men will help eradicate FGM. Victoria Amunga, VOA News, Nairobi.